Praise the Lord. Message number 13. The title of the message, Keys for God's Blessing. Let's open our Bible to Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 1 to verse 13. Do not make idol or set up an image or a sacred stone for yourselves, and do not place a carved stone in your land to bow down before it. I am the Lord your God. Observe my Sabbaths and have reverence for my sanctuary. I am the Lord. If you follow my decrees and are careful to obey my commands, I will send you rain in its season, and the ground will yield its crops, and the trees of the field their fruit. Your threshing will continue until the grape harvest, and the grape harvest will continue until the planting, and you will eat all the food you want and live in safety in your land. I will grant peace in the land, and you will lie down, and no one will make you afraid. I will remove savage wolves. I will remove savage beasts from the land, and the sword will not pass through your country. You will pursue your enemies, and they will fall by the sword before you. Five of you will chase 100, and 100 of you will chase 10,000, and your enemies will fall by the sword before you. I will look on you with favor and make you fruitful and increase your numbers, and I will keep my covenant with you. You will still be eating last year's harvest when you will have to move it out to make room for the new. I will put my dwelling place among you, and I will not abhor you. I will walk among you and be your God, and you will be my people. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, so that you would no longer be slave to the Egyptian. I broke the bars of yoke and enabled you to walk with heads held high. Let's pray. Lord, we give you thanks and we adore you for your goodness and your faithfulness, Lord. Bless this time, O God. And Lord, let your will be done in our life, O God. Anoint my lips, O Lord. And Lord, I pray you put words and verses and arrange the message in the way, Lord, that you want it to be. I pray the message, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, will impart wisdom and understanding and bring people back to you, O Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus, O Lord, O God, that you would take the message and bring it to those who are waiting to hear your word and your voice, O God. I pray that you will raise up a people fully committed to serve you, people who are wise, understanding your will, people who are hating sin and willing to follow you, Lord, wholeheartedly. We thank you, O God. We bless you, Jesus. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As we have read here, there are a lot of good and wonderful promises of God. He promised in verse 4 that he will send rain in season, and you will have the ground, your ground will be yields the fruit, and the trees of the field their fruit. So crops and fruit will be available to you. You have rain and your land will be fruitful, and you will have your threshing will continue until the grape harvest. So blessing after blessing. There is no space. There is no gap. There is no period of dryness. But blessing of the Lord will continue. And then you will have safety in your land. You will have peace. God will remove wolves. God will remove beasts. God will remove enemies. God will remove the sword away from the country that you are living. And he promised also that he will pursue your enemies, according to verse 7, and that they will fall before you. He say in verse 8 that five of you, even few number, they will be able to stand against 100, and 100 against 10,000. That is because the Lord is with you. He say in verse 9, I will look on you with favor. You will have favor from the Lord, and you will get number increase, you will become fruitful, and more blessing and blessing will flow in your life. He say also, and he promised that he will dwell with you, he will dwell with us, he will live with us, he will be our God, he will walk among us, and he will break the yoke of slavery and deliver us from our oppressors. Now all these good promises of God that every one of us today is looking forward to enjoy it. I know that most of those who hear the message, they're having difficulties, problems, enemies fighting against them, enemies oppressing them, life abusing them, people abusing them. The reason for that is that God is not present in your life. Here, how to bring God's presence in your life. How to invite God to be here in your life. From the passage that we have read, God is willing to fulfill all these wonderful promises that we are in desperate need, that people and you among them are in desperate need, that God will fight for you, God will bless you, God will provide your daily need. But there is a condition that God is putting on you so that he will fulfill what he promised. For every promise of God, there is a condition. You obey the condition, God will fulfill his promise. The first things that God wants you to do, verse 1, do not make idol or set up an image or a sacred stone for yourself, and do not place a carved stone in your land to bow down before it. I am the Lord your God. Our God is a jealous God. He does not want us to worship idols. Now check yourself. Are you keeping idols, picture of saints, statues, images, icons? Are you worshiping other than the Lord Jesus Christ, Krishna, Muhammad, Buddha? This all will hinder the blessing of God in your life. This is idol worship. Our God is a jealous God. We belong to him. If you're going to worship anyone beside him, he will be angry with you. And this blessing that we have read and discussed, it will be far away from you. There are external idols people worship that we can see, like saints, false religion, false prophet. Some people they worship men, some people they worship animals, some people they worship the moon or the sun. These are external idols. It is well known. As well as the Bible tell us about the internal idol that is in the heart. These are also need to be removed so that you will experience God's blessing. According to the word of God, to the message of God in the book of Ezekiel chapter 14 verse 1 to 6, we are responsible to educate the people and to help them to remove these internal idols from their heart and lives. Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 1 to 6, the word of God say, speak about idols in the heart of the people. Then the word of the Lord came to me, son of man, these men have set up idols in their hearts and put wicked stumbling blocks before their faces. Should I let them inquire of me at all? Therefore speak to them and tell them, this is what the Sovereign Lord says, when any Israelites set up idols in his heart and puts a wicked stumbling block before his face and then goes to a prophet, I the Lord will answer him myself in keeping with his great idolatry. I will do this to recapture the hearts of the people of Israel who have all deserted me for their idols. Therefore say to the house of Israel, this is what the Sovereign Lord says, repent then from idols and renounce all your detestable practices. Here God commanded the people through Ezekiel to remove idols from their heart, and here we are responsible to educate the people and you to do so in order to receive God's blessing. What are the idols in the heart? Anything you love more than God is becoming your idol. Some people, they love their profession more than God. Some people, they love themselves more than God. Some people, they have certain plan and ambition and they dedicate themselves to serve that plan, but that is not the plan of God. In doing so, they are worshipping idol. Some people, they love their cars more than God. Some people, they love their money, or they love money more than God. All these are idols. Anything you give him more important, you give it more important, you give her or you give him or you give it more important than God and start to trust that things more than God and rely on that things, then you are in idol worship. In the book of Ephesians chapter 5 verses 3 to 7 speak about another kind of internal idols in the heart. Externally you cannot see statues or photos or figures, but people action manifest the presence of idol in their life. Let us read Ephesians chapter 5 verse 3 to 7. But among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or of any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. What are the things here? Sexual immorality, impurity, or greed. Boyfriend, girlfriends, sexual relationship and contact outside the marriage, pornography, all this, heterosexuality, all these are idol worship. Impurity, manipulation, politics, all these are idol worship. Injustice, corruption is part of idol worship. Greed, love of money and love of material things is an idol worship. Verse 4. Nor shall there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. Why there is obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking? Because the heart is not clean. The heart is dirty, filled of greed, corruption, immorality. Then what the mouth will speak, the mouth will speak out of the flowing from the heart. Verse 5, for of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person Such a man is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Such person is an idol worshipper. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things, God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. So here, why there is no blessing? Why there is God's wrath? Because there is idol worship in the heart. Therefore, do not be partner with them. Here the word of God educates us that such style of living, greed, impurity, immorality, will only bring God's wrath, and no blessing of the Lord will be in the life of those people who practice and live that. I pray that as the message will reach you, the Lord is cleansing your heart, educating you, informing you, and transforming you by the renewing of your mind and the style of your living. Be careful how to live your God, how to worship and to live for your God, so His blessing shall be away, shall be fall in your life, and His wrath will be far away from you. In the book of 2 Kings, chapter 17, verses 33 and 34, speak about those who settled in Samaria. Those people, the word of God say about them, they worship the Lord, but they also serve their own gods in accordance with the custom of the nation from which they had been brought. To this day, they persist in their former practices. They neither worship the Lord and adhere to the decrees and ordinances, the laws and commands that the Lord gave the descendant of Jacob. He named Israel. Those people, they worship the Lord, but they also serve their own gods in accordance with the customs of the nation from which they had been brought. Some people, they want to follow Christ. They say we are born again Christian, but still they follow the custom and the tradition and the culture that they came from. There are things in the custom and the culture and tradition. It's a sinful things. They do their life according to the cultures, not according to the word of God. They follow practices, they don't follow the decrees and the commands of God. Then they are in idol worship. And that's why certain people, they leave the idols, they leave the saints worship, they throw the photos, but still they have other traditional things. They want to spend money on food and parties. They love to buy expensive things. They want to boast with what they have. They are wishing to show off. They still involve in fiestas. They still involve in worldly activities. These are idol worship. They would not listen. In 2 Kings chapter 17 verse 40, see the word of God say, they would not listen, however, but persist in their former practices. Verse 41, even while these people were worshipping the Lord, they were serving their idols. To this day, their children and grandchildren continue to do as their fathers did. Now here we find here, you worship the Lord and you worship your own tradition and customs is an idol worship. If you observe practices more than the word of God and concentrate more on them, then they will become an idol to us. people, custom and tradition when it is wrong, and they insist to live their lives according to that custom that contradicts the word of God, then it becomes idol worship. Such practices like spending much money on birthdays, parties, and marriages, and other celebrations, and not focusing on the word of God, then that becomes the idol in our lives. Wrong and necessary practice that you keep because you have a pride to keep them, they are idols need to be removed from your life. Yes, I am speaking directly to you. Remove such things and throw them away from your life. If you want God's blessing to flow in your life, the first things you need to do according to the message that God gave us, remove and cleanse yourself, your heart, your house, your mind from idol and idol worship. The second point here, the Lord says, observe my Sabbath and have reverence for my sanctuary. I am the Lord. Observe the Sabbath. The Sabbath is the day of rest that God gave for our bodies. God created the world in 6 days, and in the seventh day He rested. We also, we rested. We need to be rested because we trust God that He will be the one who will fight the battle for us on the next 6 days of our week. So we need to rest, to give rest to our body, and we need to rest to express our trust in God that He will fight the battle for us. He told the Israelites when He gave them the manna, 6 days you go out to collect, on the seventh day you rest, you will not find anything out. You worship the Lord. This is a Sabbath day, a holy day to the Lord. The same for us today. 6 days we labor, seventh day is our rest. We worship God. As we Christian, we need to keep in every week the day of our worship to God, and that's the Sabbath. This is to express our love, gratitude to God, and to show our faithfulness to Him. In the day of worship, we need to be available in the church. We need to come weekly to worship God. Some people are busy with their part-time, overtime. They say we can get money. But the thing here, God wants you first, before your money. You need to live trusting God, not trusting the money that you are receiving. It is mandatory to work, and it is mandatory also to keep the Sabbath, the day of worship. You need to allocate 1 day per week or 24 hours per week to the Lord, to rest in it, to trust God in it, to meditate on the word of God, and to be in union with the church that God had put you, church or Bible study or prayer meeting. Whatever God allocated for you, where you need to attend, that you need to be there. He say, observe my Sabbath, and we explain it, and have reverence for my sanctuary. Sanctuary, the sanctuary is the place that God dwell. At the time of Moses, God's sanctuary was in the middle of His people, represented by the Ark of the Covenant and the Tent of Meeting. In the New Testament, God dwell in the middle of His people in the Holy Spirit. And what we are called today, the church, we ought to show reverence to the church of God. We ought to take our responsibility toward the sanctuary. We need to attend regularly. We need to go in harmony with the vision of the church and support financially the need of the church through our regular giving of our tithes and offerings. So here, observe the Sabbath, give your time to God, and be in the church, care for the church, go in harmony with the church, support the church financially by tithes and offering, give your effort and your hands in God's service, and serve the Lord in the church that He put you, as well as respect and love and care for those people who are caring for the church, who is leading the church, and who are responsible to care for you spiritually. Submission to the leadership, to those who care for you spiritually, God called you to help them and to cooperate with them so that their service will be more effective. Here there are two main points we discuss. First, know the worship. Second, observe the Sabbath. And care for the church. Have reverence for the sanctuary, for my sanctuary, the church that God has placed on earth to do His work until He will come and take us to heaven. The third point is in verses 3. He says, if you follow my decrees and are careful to obey my commands, we need to obey all the commands of God. Jesus says, If you follow me, if you love me, you will keep my teaching. If we love God, then we keep His teaching. Not only attend regularly, not only giving tithes, not only throwing idols, the rest of the commands of God, you need to obey. But two main commands for the Christian. After you throw idols in your life, God really wants you to observe the Sabbath, to be regularly in rest in His presence and in His church, and to tithe your income regularly. Sabbath observance, attending the church, it helps you to hear the message and to be in contact with what God is doing in the life of His people. You will be updated early with the things that God wants you to know and God wants you to do. Then the rest of the days of the week, as you are working, then you will be instructed with the Holy Spirit and led by the word that you had taken. The Holy Spirit would lead you as you had been instructed by the message that you have received when you attend the worship, when you attend the Bible study, when you attend the prayer meeting. And as you give your tithe regularly to God, then the floodgates of heaven will be open unto you from the Lord, and God will rebuke the devourer in your life. There is a figure of train running over the railway. There have to be two railways so the rain you can fit on them and he runs smoothly. One of these railways is the Sabbath. The second one is the tithe. Christians who observe these two things, most likely his life will go smoothly and with God's blessing. Now, let me also tell you something else. If you observe the Sabbath and keep the tithing of your income regularly, you need also to keep all the commands of God. If you do these two, but you do wrong things and keep idols and sin against God, then there's no blessing also. But the two main point here to lead you to other teaching and other obedience point in the Word of God is tithing and regularly attending the church. Now here, keys for blessings in your life. As God give us your word, let us respond faithfully unto Him. You come to God now in a prayer. Tell Him, Lord, forgive me, I was not aware of all that. Now I commit myself to serve you, Lord, and to walk in your ways. I kneel down, O Lord, at your feet, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray, O God, from this day on, Lord, I'll keep searching myself, my heart, and my life. And Lord, I promise that once I discover an idol, I will throw it away. And Lord, I will commit myself to keep my Sabbath. I will keep one day rest to be at your presence, O Lord. And, O Lord, to attend the church and to worship with my brother and my sister. And Lord, I pray and I commit myself to tithe my income and to obey the rest of your commands to me. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, everyone who pray from his heart this prayer, you bless him and you anoint him, O God, and let your blessing go in his life abundantly. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Master. We thank you, Jesus. O Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In Jesus' name. Amen and Amen.